fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 24th day of July, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headline on Drudge this morning had to do with not electricity being available in California. Officials requesting people shut their lights off. Air conditioning is taking up too much power, obviously. Okay, prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first hour, by the way, and we'll have Leon Green with the second hour. Prepper tip of the day, we're going to expand on it. And that would be the government surplus auction sites. Government surplus auction sites. These are places where you can purchase all kinds of things, things you may never expect to be government surplus, and we'll get into some detail on that. First, we have GSA Auctions. That's General Services Administration. Their website is gsaauctions.gov, and it's relatively easy to sign up to become a person who bids on these auctions. And let's go through some of the sites first, and we'll talk about some details. Next, we have govliquidation.com. That's G-O-V, Golf Oscar Victor, govliquidation.com. Another site where you can find all kinds of equipment. And let's see. Next one would be Government Surplus Auctions, govdeals.com. It's Golf Oscar Victor, govdeals.com. And we'll do one more here, maybe a couple more. PublicSurplus.com, PublicSurplus.com. And I think this next one is more a retail outlet. I don't believe they do government auctions. ArmySurplus1.com. ArmySurplus1.com. Now, it's been more than a year since I've really looked over these sites, but I doubt a whole lot has changed. As the old saying goes, buyer beware. If you're buying something that's relatively expensive and large and heavy, I would advise that you don't do it sight unseen. That would be my general advice. A lot of the men I know and work with were really attracted to the 2.5-ton Army truck, military truck used by the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines for decades, beginning in World War II. There have been variations of those trucks, different series over the years. But the Vietnam series trucks have pretty much all been surplused out. There's literally many thousands of these trucks all over the country. And you can buy a nice one for $3,600. For about $5,000, a really nice one. I mean, beautiful, looks like it's ready to stand inspection in the Army Depot. It's not much money when it comes to a truck that a commercial version of that new would probably be $150,000 to $200,000. I'm being quite serious when I say that. That's what one of these trucks would cost new, sold commercially. I was having coffee with a gentleman over the weekend, Saturday. He had a number of jobs in the military, primarily dealing with large vehicles, armored vehicles, and so forth. And he got an assignment to teach troops how to recover and rescue 2.5-ton trucks, deuce and a half, we call them, that were hopelessly mired in a swamp. He knew the deuce and a half pretty good by then, and he saluted and said yes, sir, and took the assignment. Well, they couldn't get the deuce and a half stuck in the swamp. They simply couldn't do it. Not for lack of trying. And you give a young man an assignment to get a big truck stuck in the mud, he's going to take that as a challenge. They couldn't do it. So they pretended to have it stuck and then used their equipment to recover it, the deuce and a half from the swamp. Now, 2.5 tons, it's not a lot of weight, but that's the cargo limit for this particular truck to carry cross-country over very rough conditions, not on a highway, but very rough, harsh conditions, through mud, rocks, snow, rivers. With the there's an upgrade, upgrade that can be done to the deuce and a half to make it more suitable for crossing water. It can go through without any extra equipment. It can go through 3 feet of water with no trouble. But if you want to go through 5 or 6 feet of water, you need special equipment to allow it to do that. We'll come back to deuce and a half in a little bit. It was my favorite vehicle in the Army, by the way. We had access, when I was in Vietnam, we had access to basically three different vehicles, a deuce and a half, a three-quarter ton truck, and a quarter ton Jeep. The Jeep was a lot more fun to drive and easy to maneuver in traffic and all those things, almost like a sports car, quite frankly. But the when it came to reliability and getting the job done, the deuce and a half was head and shoulders above the other vehicles we had access to. The three-quarter ton was a maintenance nightmare, difficult to drive, not fun to drive, and so forth. I really did not like that vehicle. But if that's all I had, I drove it. Of course I did. These websites are going to vary in terms of their policies. They're going to vary in terms of what they have for sale. Sometimes they have a quasi-retail side of the house where they have a flat, firm price to buy items, especially routine camping and field items like backpacks and canteens and equipment like that. You just place your order like you would place it on Amazon, and it shows up at your door, delivered by UPS, a few days later. Or you can buy You can be a bid on a lot of 500 pairs of socks, for example, or 50 pairs of boots, things of that nature that would be maybe helpful for you if you have a large group of people, maybe a church group that needs access to that kind of equipment. Myself, I've participated in these auctions a little bit. The state of Missouri has a surplus department. I believe most of the 50 states do. I only know about Missouri's because that's my home state. But the state surplus auctions are kind of interesting. Missouri, and I'm sure Missouri's not alone, they have a policy of changing out all their computers on a certain rotation. It could be 3 years or 5 years, whatever it might be. And when you go to these auctions, you'll see literally pallet. Now, a standard pallet is 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. You'll see pallets lined up in a warehouse, maybe 10, maybe 15, maybe 20 pallets with this clear plastic shrink wrap around them, full of computers. Perfectly good, perfectly functional computers, by the way. Now, typically, they'll have the hard drive erased. Now, you need to be careful. This is where you need to be judicious. If you want a working computer, you need to make sure the hard drive is still part of the computer before making any bids. Of course, what are you going to do with a pallet full of computers in the first place? A pallet of computers, you're probably looking at, 12, 16 or so computers. The same thing with monitors and the keyboards and all the rest of it. They're probably not going to be, it's going to vary from place to place. Chances are they would have all the towers on one pallet, another pallet with keyboards, another pallet with the monitors. The odds of them being packaged up as complete kits with a tower, keyboard, and monitor all together, well, that could happen. We're talking 50 different states here, aren't we? Plus the universities. Universities have auctions also where they get rid of all their computers, air conditioners, refrigerators. I have a very dear friend. He goes to these auctions. That's how he makes his living. And he can get me all the air conditioners I want, window units, ranging from the small 5,000 watt ones to the big 220-volt ones for $20 a piece. Same thing for refrigerators. All the refrigerators I want. And these are nice refrigerators. They're not beat up or look like they've been push off the back of a truck. Nice refrigerator, $20 a piece. I know that at the Missouri State Auction, they cannot give away office furniture, desks and chairs. I saw a warehouse just full to the roof of office chairs. I don't know what they do with them. People won't even bid a dollar a piece on them. They won't bid a dollar a piece for perfectly good condition office chairs. So they go to the next warehouse where if they donate to them to charity, I don't know what they do with them. There's a lot out there. Now, there's cars and trucks. I would not, usually the automobiles are used up and worn out. Quite frankly, I don't think I'd want anything to do with them. When you buy one of those, it's yours, baby. There's no warranty on it. And it's your responsibility to get off the lot and take it into your care and custody and do whatever you're going to do with it. Now, if you get them cheap enough and you're in the business and have the tools and the expertise and access to the parts, maybe you can make it into a somewhat reliable vehicle. But most of these government surplus automobiles are, quite frankly, pretty wore out. There could be exceptions. There certainly could be exceptions. It's one of the things that makes a Doosan half so attractive. Typically, they don't have that many hours on the engine or miles on the truck. They typically don't. They're marvelous vehicles. If it sounds like I really like Deuce and a Half, you're right. I do. I really do. Now, there's one option that I really like on the Deuce and a Half. That's a power takeoff winch on the front bumper. And most winches on trucks have an electric motor that make them work. And there's nothing wrong with that. They work fine. But with a power takeoff winch, you've got the engine operating the winch, not a small electric motor, but that massive diesel engine is what makes the engine work. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Most of the Deuce and a Halfs have a cargo bed with three sides that are welded solid in place, and then a tailgate that drops down on hinges. A very few. Now, quite frankly, I don't think I've ever seen one in person. I've seen photographs. Have the sidewalls of the cargo bed fold down also. Now, there could certainly be some advantage to having that. But your typical configuration is three sides welded in place and a drop-down tailgate. Also, the typical configuration has oak sideboards that fold down to make seats also. I guarantee some of the most uncomfortable riding that you will ever experience. I had the experience of when I was in Special Forces, we rode all the way across the state of North Carolina at 50 miles an hour. And that's when we were in the back of a Deuce and a Half. And it was a long day, something like 10 or 12 hours to get across the state of North Carolina, east to west, for a training exercise. The Army also has these vans that fit inside the cargo area. A box set up for men to work inside there doing communications. So it could be a communications van. It could be for medical treatment. It could be just a place to store stuff. So it more or less turns the Deuce and a Half into an RV is what it does. Now, typically those things are all stripped out of anything in there that would be any use. Communications equipment's all gone. Any medical supplies and equipment's all gone. You basically have a really solid, I think these things are typically made out of aluminum to save weight, aluminum with aluminum skin with insulation, and so forth. But a guy who's handy with tools and could retrofit that to become a very comfortable place to have a little kitchenette, maybe a small bathroom, a place to sleep, get out of the weather, and so forth. Built more solidly and more substantial than pretty much any commercial RV that you would ever find. Hey, it's the government, right? Spending our money quite well. The military does not, the government surplus does not sell weapons. They do not sell ammunition. They do not sell night vision equipment. They do surplus out empty brass and scrap metal. Be advised, if you are bidding there, you're going to end up with hundreds of pounds of brass, 9mm, 223, 308, and so forth. So you're going to have a lot to deal with there. The parachutes they sell, the cords have been cut, so they can't be used again. I would not advise reusing a parachute, a military surplus parachute. They're T-10s anyway. I really don't like the T-10. You hit the ground far too hard. But other items, knee pads, elbow pads, uniforms. I'm not sure what they do with helmets. I've seen the helmets in a private sector for sale. I know that I was at a government auction. This has been the mid-1990s. And They had removed the World War II issue steel helmets and made them not available for sale to the public. I'm not sure what the reasoning was for that, but that is exactly what they did. There was a box full of them. I made an inquiry, and I was told that I would not be allowed to bid on the World War II surplus steel helmets. So just forget about that. Bayonets and knives, it's going to vary from place to place, but you'll find entrenching tools, bayonets and knives for sale occasionally here and there, depending on what site you're at. Boots, foot gear, lots of boots and foot gear. And you can buy large lots and be a bidder, or you can pay close to retail and just get what you need. That would be an option there. I'm not sure about magazines for rifles and pistols. I doubt you're going to see them on the government surplus sites. I really strongly doubt that. But backpacks, gloves, blankets, sleeping bags, canteens, canteen covers, medical kits. These are all the kind of things that you can find at a government surplus website. Looks like we missed our first break here, but we will continue. We need more donations to Republic Broadcasting so we can get a computer that doesn't forget we got a break. But the call number is 800-313-9443. I've bought several things myself from these auctions. GP Medium canvas tent. These go back to World War II. They're 16 by 32 feet, a really good-sized tent with all the poles necessary to get it set up. A Arctic tent, that's a 12-man Arctic tent, kind of a pyramid shape, canvas once again. We got a really nice generator, gasoline-powered, that we used for years. One of these light trailers that are used on construction job sites, usually on highways when they're working on the highway at night. We got one of those, and the generator we bought right inside there very nicely, and it worked. We actually did use it a couple of times. I think the Missouri Militia now has both those pieces of equipment, the generator and the light trailer. I hope they're making good use of it. Boats. Oh, yes. Everything from canoes for recreational use to fairly substantial watercraft. We're talking small ships, 60, 75 feet long. They do come up for auction. They do, in fact, come up for auction. And once again, you better know what you're doing before you bid on one. And it's your responsibility to move this thing once you're a successful bidder. Now, sometimes I've heard a boat owner refer to a boat as a hole in the water you throw your money in. A military surplus boat could certainly become that very quickly. Aircraft, I know they surplus out aircraft. I've never really looked into what it takes. I've seen lots of aircraft parts for sale, but I don't know what it takes to be a bidder on an aircraft. But there, I'm sure there's ways to do it. I just haven't had any reason to look into it. But once again, you gotta know what you're doing. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of July. Well, during the break, I went to one of these websites, GovDeals. It's govdeals.com, and they have an index. And I went to the section for motorcycles, and what do we got at the top here? Most of you know I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. A Kawasaki diesel motorcycle. These aren't sold to the public. You cannot go to a Kawasaki dealer and order one of these. You can't. They won't sell it to you. A diesel motorcycle is phenomenal when it comes to having, you've got, say, 5 gallons of fuel and you want to go some distance. Well, the mileage these things get, I don't have that off the top of my head, but it's... Your typical motorcycle gets about 50 miles per gallon. With my Kawasaki, gets 50 miles per gallon. It's a 1600cc motorcycle. It's a big engine. It's as big as a Volkswagen. And I think they get around 100 miles per gallon, these diesel motorcycles. So there's bids on it right now, 26 bids. It's bid up to $13,000. The bidding ends on the 3rd of July, 3rd of August. It's located in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's Kawasaki model KL. That's Kilo Lima 650-Alpha. Then we're going down the line here. Harley-Davidson. BMW police motorcycle. BMW police motorcycle. Suzuki. BMW police motorcycle. And there's two more pages of motorcycles. And let's see, we got the location here. Spotsylvania, Virginia, Dixon, Tennessee, Mountain View, California. That's the locations for these motorcycles. But I'm back to the index here. Starts at A and goes to W. Trucks. Heavy duty, 1 ton and over, 202 items. Let's just click there and see. Do they have any deuce and a half? Do they have any deuce and a half? Oh, let's see. There are some big trucks. And it's hard to do that and do a radio show at the same time. But I'm not seeing any deuce and a halves at the moment. Some of these websites have them. Some don't. And it looks like GovDeals does not have any deuce and a half at the moment. But I know some of these sites do. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, Jim. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of July. The month is quickly slipping away from us here, isn't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, a lot at my website. Things that will educate you and inform you. I'm very diligent about finding esoteric information that is verifiable and will be helpful in getting you educated on what's going on in this world of ours. I think that you'll find free downloads to be a very helpful part of my website. We begin with an article on thermal imaging and thermography, then something very esoteric, pack animals in support of special operations, and then a book I talk about occasionally, Matrix 3, Volume 2. Now, this one book, it's a reference book, 1,010 pages. Here's the full title. Matrix 3, Volume 2, subtitled The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness by Waldemar Valerian. I've got original hard copy myself. It was a gift to me in 1995 when it first came out, and I'm very glad that I got it. It's out of print. It's printed by Leading Edge Research. I've seen used copies for sale on Amazon for $300. Quite a book, quite a reference book. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. This is my home business. I use mine every night. I go to bed with minor aches and pains from being active around the ranch out there, moving those big boulders up and down ladders, down on my knees doing concrete work, and so forth. I wake up pain-free in the morning, ready to hit it again, and you can also. Of course you can. If you got an energy cleaner, if you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Why put up with arthritis pain and take those dangerous pharmaceutical products over the counter or prescription, either one? Not getting a great night's sleep, you're taking pharmaceutical products for that, that's not good. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip code. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Most people these days are getting the factory-made fitted mattress pads initially to go with their energy cleaner. Everything's listed for sale there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa, or you can send me a check or money order. My address is there also. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you want a generator, there's lots of generators for sale at these surplus sites. Gasoline powered, diesel powered, small ones, little 5, 6, 8 kW, to the ones that stand 8 feet tall, diesel powered, that you could provide all the electricity necessary for a commercial establishment, or maybe 3 to 5 or 6 homes at the same time. Really big diesel generators. Now, once again, you better know what you're doing. You go out and bidding on this stuff. Oh, baby. If you get something that needs repairs, it's going to be expensive to get one of these pieces of equipment repaired. So, buyer beware. Absolutely buyer beware. Trailers, cargo trailers, trailers you can live in, that's all available. I went to a website just a moment ago during a break, one of these government surplus websites. The first thing I saw was a 75-foot long boat. Now that would be I've seen photographs of these kinds of boats before, and they were maintained immaculately. Now I don't know what issues, if any, they had with the engine and the other things that's necessary to make a boat function safely and properly. But just to look at it, it looked like all the maintenance, it was clean, everything was painted, no rust, and so forth. A good-looking 75-foot long boat, 25 meters, which is actually slightly more than 75 feet. A lot out there. And you might decide to do what my friend is doing, turn it into a business. He goes to these auctions, he doesn't go to the military government surplus auctions, but he does go to the state auctions, university auctions, conservation commission, auctions of businesses going out of business. And typically he specializes in two things, medical equipment and industrial electrical equipment. Typically, he buys for 5 to 10 cents on the dollar and typically sells for about 50 cents on the dollar. And, of course, that spread is where he makes his income. And he ships this stuff all over the world, especially the medical equipment goes to third world countries where they're desperate to get anything to help them meet their goals of running a medical clinic or a hospital, whatever it might be. Dental chairs, I've seen those come up on auction. the treatment tables, a lot of medical equipment. And what his experience is, especially with the commercial electrical equipment, there's nobody else there that even knows what this stuff is. They look at it, they're mystified as to what it is, what it does, why it does it, what it's worth, how they can sell it if they do buy the darn thing. But my friend has that expertise, and he looks at industrial electrical equipment, and he knows precisely what it is, what it does, how and why it does what it does, and what its value is. And he'll be the successful bidder, typically bidding a lot of times just the scrap value. And that's what, going back to the computers by the pallet. They're sold for scrap, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people buying these computers have no intention of using them as computers or selling them as computers. What they do is they literally crush them to salvage the metal out of them, the copper, a little bit of silver, maybe a tiny bit of gold. That's what they do. They just scrap them out for the metal. What a shame. What a shame. What a waste. But that's our culture, that's our economy, and that's the way it is. But you can it can be fun. You'll see there's a social aspect to it. You'll see that the men that go to these auctions, it's almost all men, by the way. Very few women go to these government auctions. They see each other so frequently, they get to know each other, they become friends. Sometimes they'll join together bidding on a lot so that they can split the lot between them. Things of that nature take place. But it's an experience. If you haven't been to one, just to have the experience of going to one. And if it's a live auction where you're actually bidding, that can be fun. You need to be careful you don't get caught up in the frenzy, the emotional frenzy of bidding on an item where I've seen this at estate auctions where there'll be something that several men want, like a particular shotgun might be on the table. And I watched these men bid up the price on a shotgun above what they could get to pay for it retail, brand new, as opposed to a used shotgun. You don't even know the real condition of it laying there on the table. I've seen that happen. And these, I know out in our part of the country, the men and women who run these auctions, they know that if they got at least one firearm, it doesn't matter what it is, rifle, shotgun, pistol, or what condition, it will dramatically increase the number of attendees. They know that. And the more firearms they have, the larger the attendance is. These men will come out to inspect and look at and bid on rifles, shotguns, and pistols. They will. It's just the way it is in the Ozarks. And I suspect in most of the country it's the same way, where there's men and women who have firearms as part of their daily life, like we do here in the Ozarks. But you can meet your goals and save money by buying military surplus and government surplus. You really can. Industrial surplus. Kitchen equipment, setting up a safe haven where you're going to have, maybe 3 dozen people. That's pretty easy to do, quite frankly. I mean, 36 people may sound like a lot, but you get a few families with kids, you reach that number pretty quickly. Stainless steel, commercial stainless steel kitchen equipment gets sold for scrap value. It does, seriously. Tables and chairs I mentioned earlier, they get sold for scrap value. You can really come out ahead on some of these items. The ones that the men and women who do this for a living really don't want. Unless you're in the business of selling restaurant supplies, the last thing you want is a truckload of stainless steel kitchen equipment. It's highly specialized. You can't sell it to the general public. But there are businesses that do that, and of course they get their inventory from wherever they can get it, including government surplus. It's a lot of fun. It's an education. You can, if you start going to these auctions, commercial auctions, state auctions, federal auctions, you'll learn what's out there and what it's worth and what to bid on and what not to bid on. So it's, if you got the time, I would suggest doing it once or twice, maybe three times at least, to get that experience and understand that part of our culture. Now, these surplus sites that I mentioned earlier, you can bid online. All of them accept bids online. They all do. And once again, buyer beware. Absolutely buyer beware. You can really end up with several tons of scrap that you don't know what to do with, but you're responsible for moving it. If you're a successful bidder on something and really don't quite understand what it is you're bidding on. I was looking at a truck over the break, and it mentioned it had flat tires, did not run, and they would help you push it but not lift it, which means basically trying to inflate the tires, which may or may not be successful, getting it loaded into a flatbed trailer and hauling it off. It can be an expensive proposition for something that takes a lot of money, possibly thousands of dollars, to put back in working condition. Maybe tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what it is. That's certainly a possibility. Now, the possibility would be you just have to sell it yourself for scrap at some point in the future to the scrapyard and lose money on it. Yeah, you can get hurt financially in these auctions if you don't know what you're doing. Even if you do know what you're doing, you can get hurt financially. It's possible. You know, you think you've done your due diligence, you know, everything's ready to go, and there's a multi-$1,000 surprise at the end of the road. That happened. That happens. And you need to be prepared emotionally and financially to deal with it. If you can't afford to take that kind of financial hit, you got no business being there. You really don't. So, buyer beware, as the case may be, buyer beware. Now, one of the GP mediums that me and myself and my friends we bought had a number of places that needed to be patched. That caused me to put together a canvas repair kit, which I still have, of course. We laid out the tent on a nice green lawn in the summertime, and I just went from damage point to damage point, sewing and gluing. You need special glue to glue canvas together. So I had the canvas repair fabric, I had the special fabric glue, and the heavy duty sewing awl to sew it together. And then when I was done, I used the canvas treatment all over the whole tent with a roller. It's a special liquid that helps preserve and protect the canvas. And when I was done, we had a tent that was just as usable as it would have been when it was brand new. Maybe not quite as attractive, but just as usable, just as weatherproof as the day it was sold to the U.S. Army. Be sure and check the ropes and tent pegs. You may, a lot of times these tents don't come with tent pegs. You have to fabricate your own. Make sure you got plenty of rope to, because without the rope, you can't properly erect one of these tents. It just simply won't stand up without the rope to hold it up. Lots of rope, by the way. And the space you need for setting up one of these GP miniums is phenomenal. So you need 16, 26, 36 feet wide and about 50 feet long. That's a lot of space because you have to allow for the ropes that stretch out from the tent on all four sides. Now, these modern tents they're using these days, they're a heavy vinyl with a metal frame. They have a way to hook up an air conditioner to them. They have a floor built in. So they keep out all the weather and keep the people that are inside the tent comfortable in really hot weather and in really cold weather both. I've never really been up close and personal to one of these tents, but they look pretty nice. They're almost a portable building, quite frankly. I don't know what they go for surplus, but I'm sure they bring a fairly substantial price because they are so desirable. And once again, you have to make sure that all the parts are there, that any damage to the tent is not extensive and is repairable, and so forth. Now, one of these tents without an air conditioner would be a very uncomfortable place to be, because I'm not sure if you can roll up the sides or not. The canvas tents we used in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, you could roll up the sides and get some breeze. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of July. We got breaking news. The Israeli military, in the last, I don't know, few minutes or hours, has shot down a Syrian jet fighter over the Golan Heights. Both sides claim that different stories. The Israelis say the Syrian jet fighter was 1 mile into Israeli airspace. The Syrian government says the Syrian jet fighter never left Syrian airspace. Well, that's an issue. I know that personally, I was on a combat mission over Vietnam, and we were prohibited to cross over into Cambodia. And we were flying a C-47, and we had a pilot, co-pilot, navigator, crew chief, and myself and my buddy in the back out to kick the leaflets out. And the navigator discovered that we were, in fact, in Cambodia. And informed the pilot and the co-pilot. And we did the hardest U-turn that you can imagine. I felt like I weighed 200 pounds being pushed against the floor of the plane as we did that abrupt turn to get out of Cambodian airspace. And that's an aircraft that we were only going maybe 150 miles an hour. A jet fighter going 300 or 400 miles an hour in a relatively confined space. I think that I can see how easily you could get into the airspace of the other country when you're going that fast. It would just take a moment to travel that distance, a mile into Israeli airspace. I doubt that the Syrian aircraft meant any harm to anybody in Israel. No parachutes were seen from the Syrian aircraft. It was shot down by ground-based missiles, by the way. It was not shot down by another aircraft. So I'm sorry that this has happened. It's any time there's needless loss of life, I don't want to see that. And hopefully, calmer heads will prevail, and there won't be any escalation of this incident here. It's a shame. Okay, we're very near the top of the hour break. We should be back with Leon Green here momentarily after the break, and we'll be talking about doTERRA essential oils. Yeah. This topic the first hour was government surplus auctions. We've got federal government, got state government. You also have universities and state agencies, and of course the private sector auctions too. Lots of different kinds of auctions that you can go to. They're fun. You can get some real bargains if you know what you're doing. If not, well, I would be an observer for several auctions before I started bidding. If you really don't know what you're doing and what there is to be bid on and how much to bid, I think I would be an observer first before I got into serious bidding. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.